It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Well, we hope you had a great weekend. Here we are. It is second date update time, and Mike messaged us, and we are getting back to Mike to be on second date update. He obviously has not heard back yet from Hannah. Mike, thank you for the email. Let's catch up on what is going on with Hannah. Tell us more.
I mean, there's not much to say. I still haven't heard back. It's been over a week.
Yeah, so nothing at all. No text, no callback, nothing.
Couple weeks. Yeah, I mean, I thought I did everything right. You know, we met for coffee. I had green tea in my case, and we were connecting really well.
So everything's flowing then, right?
Yeah. We were joking around a lot. We're talking about friends, family, work, you know, the typical stuff.
So anything happen at all? Any unusual moments? Maybe some silence, or maybe she took something the wrong way? Anything awkward at all that you can remember?
I really can't think of anything. I mean, they went a little crazy with her whipped cream for her drink. I mean, it was this big leaning tower of, you know, and she had to like scoop it out, you know, put it in the lid. And I mean, she offered it to me. I didn't ask for it. So
and did you,
I don't know.
And did you take it? Did she gave it to you then?
Yeah.
Were you like licking it weirdly or something?
No. It was being okay. Polite. I had two bites, and, you know, that's it.
So you took a spoon and you ate the whipped cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it doesn't really go with green tea. I'm just saying. So, like.
I know, but she's offering it to me from her. So,
okay.
It's
on her. Okay, got it. All right. Listen, I'm looking for anything. I know you are, too. So instead of scratching our heads, let's just see where she's at with Mike and if she wants to see him again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Hannah, please?
Yes, this is she. Who's
hi.
Calling?
Hi, Hannah. First of all, everything's fine. It's not a sales call or anything like that. But I've got to tell you, Hannah, we're on the radio right now. We're live on 102.9 The Wolf because it's the morning show. And we're Thunder and PT. First of all, thank you for answering. But would you be okay if we took just a couple of minutes to discuss your dating life?
Look, I love you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Good.
But this is like,
are you from, okay, so every morning at this time we do second date update. So you're, sorry to tell you, you're on second date update right now.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah, I know. So listen,
all right.
And someone you met recently, Hannah, gave us your number and asked us to, just check in with you because he hasn't heard from you in like 7 or 8 days. And do you remember, I think you met for coffee. You remember Mike? It was about a week or so ago.
Yeah, that was a disappointment. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and why do you say that?
Mike is just beyond rude, which was, you know, really disappointing because he said in his profile that manners are important to him.
Okay, now, and I just got to say this, Hannah. I mean, well, listen, we only talked to him for about 3 minutes or so, but he didn't strike us as rude at all. In fact, he seemed like a nice young gentleman.
Well, so, I mean, I can't speak for what you experienced, yeah. But when I met with him for coffee, right after we sat down, I sneezed, and he didn't say a word.
Okay, so no bless you. Or offered you a tissue or anything like that?
Nothing. I mean, I let it go the first time, right? Yeah. I mean, maybe. But, you know, later in the date, I sneezed again. And same thing. Not a single word.
Okay, could it be that maybe he just, that's the way he grew up, he's from a family, didn't say bless you or
I mean,
when someone sneezed? Yeah.
I mean, rudeness could run in his family, I guess.
All right, I got to stop you there. Hold up. You don't need to involve my parents. They're great people.
Okay, Mike, just hold. Hannah, I forgot to tell you that Mike, I thought he was on the other line. He's listening, and obviously he's joining us. So, Mike, what is this? Yeah, I'm sorry. What is this about?
Look, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. My parents didn't raise me with the bless you thing. Like, I'm not an ordained minister, so, like, we just let people sneeze and blow their nose, and we just keep moving on, you know, in whatever conversation, whatever we're doing, it's not like a big, you know, to-do to have to give them all these blessings. Like, it just wasn't a thing, so I'm sorry.
dude, calm. Like, chill. It's just an expression. Like,
you're the one who's overreacting because I didn't do it and you don't want to talk with me anymore.
Well, it's the polite thing to say when someone sneezes. It's just, like, basic.
Because that's how you were raised, and that wasn't a thing in my family. So, like, could you acknowledge that might be a thing, and it has nothing to do with whether the person's rude or not?
Okay,
like, I held the door for you. I paid for your drink. Mm-hmm. I listened. Okay. We had a great conversation. We joked around, and because of this, you want to jump down my throat.
Down your throat. I just don't want to see you because actions speak volumes and your lack of actions. I mean, my God, forget about your family
you
of origin. The fact that you didn't even offer me a Kleenex. You didn't offer me anything. It just tells me volumes about your lack of empathy.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm done too.
Can I just interrupt? I know you both listen. Okay, listen. Mike, and Hannah, I'll get to you in a second. Mike, did she say excuse me after she sneezed? I know that's a lot. You're on a date. Do you remember or recall her saying excuse me after she sneezed?
Yeah, like a little, just like, oh, excuse me, you know. Yeah. Like,
and you didn't say bless you on top of it. And that's what you're upset. Yeah. And say, so, Hannah,
upset about it instead of, why not ask, like, oh, did you not learn to say bless you or whatever as a kid or something? Like, I don't know. You could have asked a question, but you just
And you could have offered me a Kleenex.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Did you have Kleenex on you, Mike? It's always good to have Kleenex.
I mean, there were napkins everywhere in the shop.
Exactly.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you worried?
Update your profile, Mike. Just stop lying about who you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hannah, let me ask you this. So if you're, let's say, Mike, you start dating Mike, and not that you are, I know this is kind of a deal breaker, whatever, but if Mike was over at your house, let's say your mom and dad's house, and your mom sneezed, you then would be panicked that Mike wouldn't say, you'd have to make sure you were right on top of the bless you because you knew it wouldn't be coming from Mike, and that would be a bad look.
It's not even about that. He'd never even make it to me, my mother.
Oh, my God. Because you are so self-absorbed. I am over this.
All right. So Mike, you don't even care. So, Mike, all right. So, well, listen.
Now I'm being diagnosed. Okay, Freud.
Okay. So there's not going to be a second? There's not going to be a second? Okay.
Definitely not.
Mike, do you think this will change your ways when it comes to people sneezing and what you say afterwards or lack of response?
No, I'm just going to screen psychos better.
Okay. Well, Mike, you called us, but it's a note from Heather, and it's now a note from Mike.
No,
so
my name is Hannah.
Hannah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Hannah. All right, guys, thanks for being on Second Date Update. And one other thing, God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing Everything Country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
All right, so if I divide the cost of a new furnace by hours of comfort, subtract how many nights I've worn two hoodies, then factor in the amount of time I've spent hugging the dog for warmth.
Oh, geez, you could just get no interest financing for 60 months on professional installation from Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Maybe you've heard of them.
Wait, 5 years? Zero interest?
Yep, comfort you can count on. No spreadsheets required.
Oh, thanks. I was about to start getting into algebra.
Well, invest in comfort that lasts. Visit callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and Everything Country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.